I was software developer and I was ICT teacher.
So life was normal?
Yes, I've got a very good family. The revolution of Iran was in 2009. I was in revolution, some other people for a vote. But after that, some people from government attacked me and I have to go to prison around 6 months. I had some sexual abuse. And after that, when I go out of prison, I had to go somewhere for a signature every 2 weeks. And every two weeks, a man from government had sexual abuse with me. And I couldn't do anything about sexual abuse with government. Nobody could do anything in my country.
So you'd go every 2 weeks for help and be abused.
Yeah.
How did you feel? You must have been so scared.
Yes, I was depressed and I had to take more tablets. My country, Iran, is the same prison. All my country is same prison and nobody could do anything.
The whole of the country is a prison.
Yeah.
And what made you decide that you'd had enough and you wanted to come to the UK?
By a chance. I worked with a company part-time. One of the managers of the company asked me for coming to the UK for buying a device, but I'm not sure it was real or it was fake because, I don't know, maybe he confirmed something with my father. I'm not sure about that because he's in the prison instead of me.
Your father's in prison instead of you?
Yeah, instead of me. I have to go to prison, but I was in the UK, and instead of me, my father now is in the prison.
You had this chance to fly to the UK for work, which you think might have been a plan by your boss and by your father. You flew here. What was it like when you landed here at an airport?
I tell my problem in the airport. I went to detention for 2 weeks. Horrible for me because it's the same flashback.
Yeah. Bring back the memory of being sexually abused in prison in your own country.
Yeah. It reminds me.
If you were to be forced to go home, to go back to Iran, what would life be like if you had to go back?
Government told if anybody come back to Iran, we open our their folder again.
Look at your file.
Yeah. And we make decision for them.
What does that mean? A threat for your life?
Yes. Yes, it is.
When you wake up each morning here in Stoke, what do you think about? How do you feel?
I have very, very, very stress. I think all the time my heart is in my mouth. I cannot eat, I cannot sleep, I cannot relax. I haven't anything here.